It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Five seconds to go in the period. Here's Ovechkin score! Career goal number 892.
Number 892 from Alexander Ovechkin. Goals in his career. The NHL all-time record is 894. He is two away from tying the record. He's three away from passing Wayne Gretzky. About a week ago, I said, I don't think this is going to happen because he still needed six goals over, I think, 10 games. I think he scored in maybe three straight, including against the Sabres the other night. Afternoon, I should say. By the way, Josh, Sabres won 8-5 that game against the Capitals, as you know. Sabres score eight goals in Washington. Do you know the highest amount of goals the Capitals allowed this season before that game in a game?
I know the Sabres scored the most all season on, like, that was the most they've given up in one game, but I don't know how little it was before that. Maybe like four?
Five.
Five, okay.
I mean, they had allowed five goals several times. Sabres scored eight on them in one game.
Kind yeah, wild, no, that was a great game. I love watching that style of hockey. It reminds me of what we had 2 years ago. The run and gun style of hockey where it's, hey,
I know
we might get scored on five times, but we're going to score eight of them, so it's fine.
Let me touch on that, and then I'll get back to Ovechkin. I mean, look at the Sabres' goals the last four games. 7-4-8-5. And before that, 3-5. Yeah, there was a slump there, 1-2, but you look over their last 1-2-3-4-5-6 games. They have, over six games, they've scored 8, that's 15, that's 19, that's 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 over the last six games. Over five goals a game. It's crazy, right? I mean, you're right. This is what we love to see. And they've won a couple in a row here. They actually, they've won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of six. Look, I know it's people have said it's fool's gold. And that's fine. I mean, because what are they playing for? Really nothing. And they're winning here at the end of the season. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's just not change anything. I don't think it means they're not going to change anything. But I also push back against this idea of, oh my God, that means they aren't going to make all of these. Well, I guess, how would I want to say this? There's a segment of fans that I read that say, well, this means they're just going to run him back and change anything. Well, I don't think that. They will change some things. But I will want to tell you that you can't just change everything. You can't change all the players. There are only so many changes you can make, no matter how good or bad you are. Yeah, you can try to do some bigger things. You can make quality over quantity changes. But they're not going to make tons of changes. They might have a big deal lined up with somebody, who knows, kind of along the lines of the Dylan Cousins. We'll see what happens with the RFAs. J.J. Paterka's first and most notably. And then Jack Quinn is in there. Who else? Ryan McLeod, Devin Levi. Yeah, those things have to get sorted out. Is there going to be an offer sheet for a guy like J.J. Paterka? How do they handle that? All those things have to get sorted out. But they're not just like tearing it down and starting over. That's not happening. And when you see these goals being scored and them winning games, and it makes you feel like more angst and upset because you think that leads them to not making changes, I understand, but I think it's also just a little bit of, you know, a little needless stress to think about that in it that way. I don't think that's the case. They're still going to have to make changes. They will. We also know they're a little bit hampered by the things that they can do. Okay, Alex Ovechkin. About a week ago, I said, I don't think he's doing this. I've changed, Josh. I think he's doing this now. Because now we're in a position where he needs 3 goals in 7 games. That should happen, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't happen. I think he might get more than that. I mean, we're at the point where could he get to 900 this season? I think that's a very real...
Maybe, I guess. You're right. If he gets a couple of multi-goal games, though.
I mean, you never know. He could just keep going on a tear here.
I didn't even think about that, but here's the quick question. Let's look at the standings, though. Okay, hold on. Let's look at these standings. Would it benefit him to keep playing late in the season if he breaks the record and before the playoffs at his age?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If he breaks the record, he might just see if he could just shut it down because they are firmly in.
Right.
They've clinched the playoff spot. They clinched the first overall spot in the conference.
Have they clinched the first overall seed? Have they done that?
In the conference, I think, yes. I'm not sure. I know they just clinched a playoff spot.
Right.
But I know they're technically still battling for the President's Trophy, I think, with Winnipeg.
Well, okay. Well, that matters, I think, because if you go to the Cup, you want to have that.
Or if you believe in the curse of the President's Trophy, you don't want to have that.
Right. 105 points. I just think that it might get to a point of load management if he actually breaks it. You know? I mean, you might be looking at maybe he plays, but not as much, you know, at his age. But who knows? You're right. I mean, maybe 900 is in the window. Maybe it's something that's even more attainable that I'm giving the credit for at this point, now that I think about it. And that's true. Let's look at Alex Ovechkin. Let me look at his game logs here really coming up, because I want to see and get this right. He has this year. Oh, man, I go to his game logs. There's so many years you could choose from because he's been playing for so darn long. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Okay. He has scored a goal in each of his last 3 games. So at that pace, he would score another 3 in 3 games. He would do it here coming up in the next 3 games. He did not play the Sabres anymore, thank goodness. I did not want it to happen against the Buffalo Sabres this year, but he did score in that game against the Sabres. He could do it tomorrow night on my birthday. That would be a pretty good memory for me. Like, yeah, Alex Ovechkin broke the record on my birthday. As much as I've said that I don't love seeing him break it, I'll just be honest with everybody. I'm not against it. It's great. There's certain players and records that you hold dear, and you're like, yeah, you never want to see it broken. But it's cool. It's going to be history. So I'm all about it. He could do it tomorrow night against the Chicago Blackhawks.
I mean, yeah, he could. That would be pretty impressive. But he hasn't had a multi-goal game since February 23rd. The last time he had more than one goal in a game was February 23rd. He had a hat trick against Edmonton. And before that, it was way back in November. But remember, he did miss most of December with a broken leg. Let's not forget that. He had a broken leg for 3 weeks in the season. So I want him to do 900 this year. I think it'd be really cool. Let's say he scores the 900th goal against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins on the last day of the season. Like, that would be a great way to cap it off. I know everyone wants him to score the record breaker against the Penguins, but like, I think 900 would be just as cool.
He probably gets it before then.
Oh,
let's think about
home
and away now. Let's think about home and away. Tomorrow night, they're at home against the Blackhawks, okay?
The energy's going to be incredible.
Then they go to the island to play the Islanders, okay? Then they come back against Carolina. I think that's where you're looking at maybe earmarking this thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was the only one to score against Carolina last night. They lost 5-1.
Right.
So that was, you know, not great. But
I mean, you want him to do that anyway, but if you're the team and you're writing the script, you certainly want it to happen at home, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah, because you have the big their eagle mascot flip over the little banner, and I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff they've got ready in the arena just in case. But, yeah, I think with the energy that that arena is going to have tomorrow, I think it's a very good chance that this just kind of propels him. Like, because that place is just going to be on a razor's edge waiting for it to happen. You know, if he scores one goal tomorrow, it's just – there's no way he's not going to score two. And if he scores two, there's no way he's not going to score three. I know that sounds silly, but, like, the amount of emotion and energy in that place and in that locker room, if he gets one goal, is just going to go through the roof. So I think if he can get on the score sheet tomorrow, it's going to happen tomorrow. Chicago's not that great of a team. They're already on, you know, a pretty great season as is. So, like, I just think that if it's going to happen at home, I think it's going to happen tomorrow.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A hat trick would be amazing. And I've said this before, Gretzky scored a hat trick in Buffalo the night he broke the all-time single-season goals record. But as a tweeter pointed out, and it's right, the first goal was the one that broke it. Gretzky came to Buffalo needing what he was tied with Esposito for goals in a season. He scored the record-breaking goal against the Sabres, and then he scored two more for the hat trick. Okay, in this scenario, Ovechkin would have to score all three goals in one game to get to the record. I don't know if it happens tomorrow. Not that it matters, but last time they played Chicago was in December. He did not score in that game against the Blackhawks. Again, not that it really matters. Maybe he didn't play in that game, actually. Now I look back, because he had that injury. Maybe that was one of the ones he was out. They play the Islanders after that. I don't know if I care either way. I'd like to see him do it at home. I'm resigned to the fact he's going to do this, and that's fine for me. Like, as I said, I mean, you know, I hold the Gretzky record and what he's done, you know, dear. The other thing about it with these guys, and we've talked about this before, is it is so remarkable that they've pretty much played. Let me see now where he is with games, because he has played, hold on, total, I think 1485. Gretzky has played 1487. That's amazing, isn't it? If he breaks the record, if he ties the record tomorrow night or the night after, but that's the only thing he does in those two games, scores one more goal, he will have literally the exact same amount of goals as Wayne Gretzky in the exact same amount of games. That's incredible. What do you think about it?
I think that would be another piece of the storybook. Like, that would just be really, really impressive. Just also given the fact that, remember, through all of this, Ovechkin has seasons where he's lost out on lockouts, injuries, COVID. Like, there are so many half-played or non-seasons in his resume Like, I wonder, you know, how much sooner he would have done this had those seasons not occurred. I mean, obviously you can't really do much about injuries, but like the COVID seasons, that the way they were, and then obviously the lockouts a couple years, like there's so much that like changed the story in his career. I think if you don't have one of those seasons where things are shortened up, he does this like a year or two ago, you know, like it, just by the way he's done it, I think it's already happened at this point. But, you know, obviously given all the things that have happened in his career, then, you know, this is where we're at. But it's just such an impressive feat, because this is something we never thought would happen.
I haven't seen anything official on this. Like, I don't think he's said that he's coming back or not coming back next year, right? He has not said or indicated either way. And I think it's kind of like, you're not going to ask him that when he's doing this chase. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that'll be the
Is there anything out there about it, though? Do we know, like, if he plans on returning next year? Because if he doesn't break the record this year, it's certainly happening, I would think. What if he does, though? Is he done?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything out there. I don't think he would not come back, especially because, I mean, if we, last year we all thought Washington was kind of on the brink of maybe tearing it down and just trying to get him the record and then go away. But I think at this point, the way they're playing this year, he's got to see that, hey, this is still a good team and I've already broken the record. Why not just keep going as long as I can? Right? Like if Washington was, you know, in the tank this year and picking top five, then maybe he says, I'll break the record and call it. But with the way they're still competing, I think he would stick around. And I bet you that'll be like the second question they ask him in the post-game interview after he breaks the record. You know, it'll be like, oh, how's it feel? Whatever. Okay. Are you coming back next year now? Like, what's the plan? You know? So I think it's going to be an interesting summer for the Capitals.
Your point about him missing time is right for this point I'm about to make, but he is still 300 games shy of like the all-time games played. And there's a lot of guys up there. Patrick Marleau has the most, 1,779 games played. Then Gordie Howe, and then Mark Messier, Gretzky's teammate for many years, at 1,756. Messier played till he was 43. Patrick Marleau played until he was 41. Alex Ovechkin is currently, how old, 39, 40? Let me see. Alex Ovechkin is, I think he's 39, about to turn 40. Let's see. It's his 39-year-old season right now, so yeah. Yeah, he's 39. He'll be 40 in September. I mean, he's not even 40 yet. That's crazy, right?
Right.
And we talk about these athletes playing into their 40s. Look at LeBron, what he's doing. That's amazing. So
he also,
I'm
looking at his hockey reference page here. He also has the most playoff goals in NHL history, the most game winning goals in NHL history, and the most shots in NHL history at 6,800. Ovechkin. He has.
Okay. Well, you said he. I didn't know if you were making Gretzky or Ovechkin or whatever. Go ahead.
My bad. Yeah. But he has 6,844 shots in his career. Shots on goal. That's a lot. That's crazy. I don't know how you keep track of stats like that, but it's impressive.
Yeah, it's just everything he's done is amazing. And he's going to break the record, I think, folks. He's got to get two more to tie, three more to break it. They have seven games left. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Thursday here on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.